Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
Two things that I still have in my notebook circled, which I can't believe involved the U.S. Congress. First, National Guardsmen and women sent to defend the Congress in D.C. were sent by someone to a parking garage to rest. Lack of bathrooms, fumes, sleeping on cement. When the picture surfaced on social media, reporters started asking, "You got to be kidding me. Why is this? And what are you going to do to fix it? Can you send them to hotel rooms?" Well, sure enough, Congress people started weighing in. They were outraged, and they ended up being sent to hotel rooms. Second, a congressman, a Republican, allegedly tried to bring a concealed weapon onto the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday. Blew through a metal detector, is what's reported. Can you imagine what would happen if you did that?